Hey, Ding Dong, how's it going? I'm sorry I missed last week's call. I feel like everything's shut down but my job right now. Yeah, but I hate flaking, especially on you. Yeah, it does look like stuff's starting to loosen up a little bit. I don't know if that's really gonna make life any easier for me, but still. Actually, while we're on that subject, I was thinking that maybe we could hang out on Monday. No, like in person. Yeah. Yes, Dark. You would come over here and I would be here at the same time, and we would, for once, exist in the same physical plane and the same physical room. Yeah. Together. Yeah. You can come over and be mean to my cats for me again. Oh my god. No, they're being like absolute monsters right now. Ugh. You're right. Chie likes you way too much. She'll probably be in your lap the second you sit down. I mean, I'm still wearing a mask when I go out and everything. And I'm going out pretty much not at all in the first place. So, like, I'm trying to be safe. But I think things are at a point where I can have like a friend over every once in a while, you know? I'm like, yes, exactly. My best friend lives 10 minutes away and we haven't hung out in over 2 months? That's not sustainable. So you will come over? Oh my God. Thank you. I thought I was gonna lose it. Yeah, I don't think I've seen anybody outside of work for 2 months now. Like, legitimately. Last time I even hugged somebody? Fuck. It's gotta be like definitely weeks, yeah. 5 weeks, 8 weeks. Ooh, 69 weeks. Yes, nice. Exactly. Same vibe. Same wavelength. Will I ever be mature enough to stop laughing at that dumb fucking number? Oh, wait, maybe when I'm 16. Oh my god. Stop copying me. Listen, you've known me for years. Have I ever been able to resist a low-hanging piece of fruit? Ew. Oh my god. You gotta shut up. No. Oh my god. You gotta shut up. Well, help me God. If you say granddaddy one more time, one more time, one more time. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna end this fucking Zoom call. Write me out. Write me out is, I can't believe we're gonna have this argument again. Write me out is not juvenile. It's fucking adorable. No, adorable doesn't immediately imply juvenile. Like, they're not guaranteed correlated. For example, you could have a very old and distinguished dog that was also adorable, but that doesn't make him juvenile, now does it? I'm just saying that adorable isn't an insult. Like, I'm adorable, right? And I'm not insulting. No. Yes, I'm insulting you. I'm always insulting you. It's literally the only reason I put any effort into maintaining our friendship. Like, what am I supposed to do without my favorite punching bag? I'm even meaner than usual. I didn't realize that was possible in the first place. Okay, fine. Yes, I'm a bit more aggressive than usual. Can you blame me, though? Yeah, I'm totally cooped up in my apartment. I live alone. I'm working from home. And I missed our call last Friday. Of course I'm pent up. All that's gotta go somewhere. Is it really taking it out on somebody if they like it? Ha! You cannot convince me the Stockholm Syndrome hasn't kicked in after 6 years. No, there's no way you've kept me around this long if you didn't definitively enjoy the verbal abuse. Oh, no, the Stockholm Syndrome is extremely mutual. There's no way I'd keep somebody like you around if I didn't love being miserable. Now we get to be miserable together. Oh, wait, on that note, oh, please, oh my God, please tell me how Saturday went. Yeah, the walking date. You said that when Tinder match was down to meet for a corn date, you kept calling it a fucking corn date, you dumbass. Yeah, walk around, no touching, leave room for Jesus and germs. What? Sometimes it do be like that. Still, that fucking sucks. No, I expected to hear another awful first date story that I could laugh at, but, yeah, getting stood up is a little shittier than that. Well, if it's any consolation, I won't stand you up on Monday. I mean, you know where I live. You have my spare key. You text my mom on Mother's Day, so, like, yeah, I'm just saying I'm not shaking you. I couldn't if I tried. And I've tried. Yeah. We all had a Zoom call a couple of days ago, actually. I'm pretty sure their Corona bunker, by the way, is, like, entirely composed of Costco booze. Yeah. I never thought I'd be a more responsible hoarder than my parents during the apocalypse. Oh, fuck, that's right. She dumped, like, the whole picture on you. Oh my God, no, of course she didn't fucking do it on purpose. Well, for starters, my mom is an angel. More importantly, my mom is an angel who would never intentionally spill a drink. She paid for that tequila, goddammit. Oh, yeah, I honestly haven't had a drink since all this started. Lonely and drunk just sounds like a bad idea. I mean, yeah, I think everybody's lonely right now. You're lonely too. No, you are. Seriously, everyone is right now. Denying that's not gonna change it. We're literally going through a global trauma together. Everybody. No, everyone. We're all gonna trauma bond for real. I don't know why I like the phrase trauma bonding so much lately. Yeah, I've noticed I've been saying it a lot. Like, you ever just like, So you learn a new word and then you can't stop noticing it afterwards or like using it? Exactly. Like when you get a new car and you can't stop noticing the same car everywhere. I swear to God, when I had an Aztec, everyone in the world had an Aztec. Hey, they're not that bad. I don't know. I always kind of liked the back of them. They look like their butts stuck up in the air. I mean, well, I never really learned all the different breeds of cars, but yeah, I fucking said it. Breeds of cars. Get over it. Breeds of cars. Breeds of dogs. Breeds of... Breeds. No, I'm gonna keep saying it. Breeds. You breeds can't breeds. Make breeds me. No, don't hang up. Don't hang up. No. You did it to me earlier. You did. You kept saying granddaddy when I told you to. Oh my God, you made me say it with my own mouth. True, I did say it earlier too. But you made me say it with my own mouth again. You know the phrase. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on... Oh, fuck. No, forget I said that. Yes, I get it. I'm helping your argument. Yeah, I know. You're welcome. I know you couldn't have done it without me. Honestly, I'm high-key convinced you can't do anything without me. No. I can do plenty without you. For example, I had a really manic episode the other day, and of course I had to immediately rearrange furniture, and I moved one of the bookshelves all by myself. Yeah, it's right up against the front door now. Well, not right up against it, right by the front door now. Yes, I get it. Was it the shorter one? No. What the fuck? Do you really remember, like, the anatomy of all my bookshelves? Or are you just throwing that out there as a... Okay, yeah, you pay attention, I get it, cute. Okay, well, yeah. Yes, it was the shorter one, who cares? I've moved the bigger ones up 3 flights of stairs. You were here when I did it, you fucker. Yes, correct. I could not have carried the couch myself. You know, because I'm, like, not an 8'6" half-blooded giant. And as you are also not an 8'6" half-blooded giant, I get the feeling you couldn't have moved the couch alone either. No. No troll blood, no orc blood, no, none of that in you either. I am positively certain that if you had any fantasy races blood in you, it would be dwarven. No, I'm not calling you short, I'm calling you stubborn. What? Dwarves are, like, traditionally super fucking stubborn. See? You are doing it right now. Right fucking now. You're proving my point. You're proving my point. Returning the favor by helping me. Okay, you absolute ding-dong. For starters, when have I ever needed your help? Yeah. I miss this, too. Yeah, texting is nice, but this just hits different. Getting to see you on camera is apparently an instrumental part of me enjoying your ridiculous ass. Not your literal ass. I'm sure it's an awesome ass, buddy. She did not look at your ass. My mother would never. No. Listen. No. I can make up stories too. Yeah, man. Remember the one time your dad asked for my OnlyFans? You sound just like that. I mean, like, I would never tell him. I would never tell him. Don't worry. Your daddy is safe from me. You might not have said daddy, but the subtext was there. I'm a steal people's girlfriends way before I steal people's daddies. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, this is exactly why I want you to get a partner. So that I can establish dominance as the stronger, hotter option. Well, fuck. Actually, yeah. I haven't fucked with any of your exes, have I? We gotta fix this. Give me one of their numbers. Ooh. No. Give me all their numbers. Gimme. No, please. You don't understand. See, I just want to text all of them, seduce them, invite them all to a park at the same time in some sort of COVID-era Mamma Mia setup, and then watch them fight over me. Right? It's easy to see the appeal. Exactly. You've had some incredibly hot ones. I get that there's, like, no such thing as leagues and attraction is nebulous and all that, but you pull sometimes. Oh, fuck yeah, I had a favorite. The one you dated last summer, yes, so overwhelmingly hot. What the fuck? And, like, yeah, smart and funny and hot and... Oh, my God, I am so thirsty. Leave me alone. Look, how am I supposed to stay hydrated right now? That's my secret, Cap. I'm always thirsty. Yeah, I came out of the womb trying to get the nurse's number. And now I'm trying to get new numbers. Gimme. No, you can't shame me. I'm unshameable. I literally feel no shame. Gimme. Fine. It's like you want me to just wilt away. You don't even love me at all. Bitch, of course I love you. You're one of my best friends. Yay. That's better. I don't know if my poor lonely heart could have taken the rejection. Yeah, but... Oh. Fuck. Yeah, no, nothing's, like, wrong but work's calling me. Well, you can't be married to the job if you don't believe in marriage, baby. Okay. Yes. Monday, 7 p.m. bring me food?
You're the best.
All right. Bye, boo.